Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our basic inventory control class. You can see on our website an explanation, a description of what's involved in this class, but I thought I'd give you this short podcast to give you a little bit more detail of what goes on inside this class. We start from the historical perspective. We take you back to the times where we ran all of our parts businesses and supply businesses on a card. We had Cardex systems that involved two cards that described anything and everything you needed to know about a part: the price, the order points, the order quantities, the history, the back orders, the sources of supply. Everything that you needed to know was visible to everybody. The trouble was, when you had 10 or 20 or 30,000 different part numbers, that required a lot of cabinets and a lot of people to do the job. As we arrived into the 40s and 50s and batch computers came in, we started to have to deal with statistical forecasting. What happened was it took time to process the paper. In the Cardex system, we posted everything before you went out to the warehouse to pick the part. With the batch computer systems, you dealt with a piece of paper. You created a part sales order. That document went into data processing. They key punched it. They processed this through an edit. They sent a report back to the parts department to verify that everything was correct. So we were looking at 2 weeks, 3 weeks lag, which is what necessitated us to be able to forecast. That forecasting created its own problems. The people in the parts department were expected to understand highly complex statistical mathematics. It very quickly ended up with the parts people not trusting the computer. And that was a beginning of a long bout of distrust with computers and managing inventories. With the current form of computers, online real-time processing, and with dealer management systems becoming more sophisticated, we have in some ways come to the place where the computer screen provides the same information that we used to have on the card. So all of a sudden, we've restored the trust that the people have in the information that they're dealing with. Inventory management deals with two fundamental questions. When do you need to place an order? And how much do you need to order? The when you need to place an order is, in jargon terms, called the order point. And we explore in great detail all of the piece parts that go into establishing what that order point should be. What we're involved with is a lead time, to use their jargon, and I want to call that a replenishment cycle. That's the time it takes from the instant that you've taken a part from the bin that requires you to order a replenishment to that quantity until that part is back in the bin after having been processed, an order placed, a supplier processing it, transport arriving it to your store, and your warehouse people putting it away. That's what they call the lead time, which I call the replenishment cycle. And we explain all of that in this class. On top of that, then, we have to deal with how much to order. And this brings us to the economic order quantity, which has been founded on a formula called the Knut-Raphson formula, which was established in 1905. So we, again, deal with all of the piece parts that go into the calculation of an economic order quantity: the order cost, the carrying charge, the annual demand, the landed cost, all of those piece parts, and how we come to the position of knowing how much we should order when we need to order. Even with good management of an inventory, you're going to have back orders. And a very little known tool is exposed in this class called the back order analysis. There are standard causes of back orders, and there are variable levels of those back orders that mean that it's an acceptable level or unacceptable level. And we deal with, in this back order analysis, a review of how you can identify, how you can report in advance when you're going to have a problem and how you can mitigate that, how you can minimize the impact of these back orders. Then we moved on to standards of performance. Everything we deal with in Learning Without Scars and all our consulting work has always dealt with the question, what does it look like when it's right? So we establish standards of performance for parts availability, for when you add parts to stock, when you get rid of parts, What obsolescence is? How much is a standard amount for obsolescence? What's an amount that's logical and acceptable for a surplus inventory? What are your return policies for your customer, for your service shops? And how often do you return to your vendors? All of these things are put forward in the form of standards of performance, a range of acceptable performance, so that you can identify when you're doing well and when you need help. All of these things are explained in much greater detail in our basic inventory control class. I believe this is a foundation piece of the parts business that everybody who works in the parts business, whether you're in the office or the warehouse or selling parts on the counter or the telephone and in-store merchandising, or you're a team leader, everybody should understand how we operate our parts inventory, why we have back orders, and why we have such good availability. Thanks for your time today. I look forward to talking to you the next time about another subject.